I want to tell you a story. Thanks, Judy. I appreciate the call. Let me tell you a story, something I witnessed years ago. And I don't know why I remember this, but this was in Flint, Michigan, of all places. And I was doing a weekend parish seminar like I had done hundreds of times before all around the country. And during the Q&A period, a man got up. And the man, it's reminiscent of the gentleman that Judy is describing, because this man must have been in his 70s as well. And he got up to the microphone and he says, I was a Catholic most of my life, at least my younger life. And he described some kind of altercation he had. It could have been with a priest. He got in a fight with somebody, not like a fist fight, but he got into a verbal confrontation with somebody in the church. And it made him mad, and he wound up leaving the Catholic Church over this argument. And he described how for the next, I don't know, 35 years maybe, he was not only anti-Catholic, he was bitterly anti-Catholic. And he would take every opportunity that came his way, he would take that opportunity to harangue a Catholic. If he met a person and found out that person was Catholic, he would harangue that person with arguments about why the Catholic Church was so evil and why you should leave and so on and so forth. So he said he did this routinely until one day he met some guy, probably sitting next to him on a plane or something like that, and he started up the machine, he started up his anti-Catholic machine. And he's trying to crank this anti-Catholic machine up against this guy that he met who's a Catholic, but it wasn't having any effect because the guy didn't argue with him. He didn't get angry. He didn't seem offended. He didn't engage with him. He listened, but he didn't say anything until he was done with his pot shots at the Catholic Church. And then the man describes how this other man, this stranger that he had just met, he put his hand on his shoulder and he said, well, I don't know what to tell you about all that, but I can tell you that you can always come home to the Catholic Church. The door is open. The light's still on. We've left the light on for you. And we would welcome you back in the Catholic Church. This after, he just about took this guy's head off with all of his anti-Catholic arguments. And instead of getting angry, the other guy just invited him back home. And this man who was telling the story at the microphone at the seminar, he just broke down. He started crying. And as he sort of composed himself, he, you know, wiping away the tears and, you know, getting a little choked up. And he said, and at that moment, it was like all the ice around my heart melted. It was as if a dam burst, he said. And all of those pent up anxieties and anger and frustrations and everything I had been harboring against Catholics and the Catholic Church, because of that one incident or whatever it was, he says, oh, it's like the dam burst and all of it just sort of left me. And the ice around my heart began to melt. And he said, I realized that I didn't need to be out of the Catholic Church. And all of my effort to try to tear down the church and attack Catholics was my way of venting all of this internal toxicity that I had for all these years. So he said he went and he found a Catholic priest that very day. He made a good confession, the first confession he ever made in 35 plus years, and he came back to the Catholic Church. And there were a lot of people in the church that day who heard this man's story, whose eyes were not dry. And one thing I learned from it, and I share this with you, this is the takeaway, and that is that, as the Bible says, a gentle response can turn away wrath. It's easy when somebody gets in your face and starts insulting you or your faith or criticizing the Catholic Church or telling you why you're a doofus for believing Catholic teaching, etc., etc. It's easy to get your dander up. It happens to all of us. I mean, if you're human, if you're awake and breathing and have a pulse, it's likely that you're going to get a little offended by things like that. So the lesson I learned from this gentleman was to not be going into battle mode in responding angrily to somebody, as tempting as it is, and it is tempting. But he may well never have come back to the Catholic Church had it not been for the gentle response and the one thing he never expected. He said, I never, ever expected somebody to invite me of all people, Mr. Anti-Catholic on stilts. I never expected anybody to invite me back to the Catholic Church. And when that guy did it, that's all it took. What do you think? Isn't that an amazing story?